Welcome to the world of Conspiracy Me. I'm Ethan Bridges, your host and guide along the multifaceted conspiracy theory iceberg. Follow the white rabbit down the rabbit hole, and don't lose your head along the way. Be careful, and don't say I didn't warn you. Ever since the beginning of time, human beings have only thought of the future, that future of when we ourselves will no longer exist. Many people would call this the revelations, the end of times, the rapture, the apocalypse, or Armageddon. Every so often, the world will have some form of cataclysmic downfall that brings people together, of all creeds and nations, into a single unit. Coming now is the content warning. Today, I will be discussing topics that may not be suitable for a younger audience. Listener discretion is advised. The warning signs are there. Take heed. May God have mercy on your souls. The amount of times the world has undergone a doomsday scenario is unbelievably countless. Take, for instance, the downfall of the dinosaurs, Noah's Ark, the eruption of Pompeii, the world's revolutions, the two world wars, and the current COVID-19 pandemic, all of which seem to give off this air of the end of the world. There are no zombies. There are no plagues. It could just come down to a simple space collision with some planetary object and the planet we call home. Perhaps some of you have seen the film Armageddon, in which Bruce Willis, Ben Affleck, and Liv Tyler face an asteroid the size of Texas coming toward Earth, and they must place a bomb inside a drill hole in the asteroid. If the bomb was not detonated, Earth would become space dust and we would be obliterated. But what if this frightening movie trope were real? In 1995, Nancy Leder came forth with the idea that a large planetary object will either collide with or have a near-miss collision with Earth, leading to our end. This is supposed to happen within the 21st century. The event refers this object as Nibiru or Planet X. Leder is the founder behind Zeta Talk, a website dedicated to this doomsday event and its following. On the website, zetatalk.com, it covers many conspiracy theories that could potentially be linked to the theory of Nibiru, such as pole shifts, orientation, calling and talking to alien life forms, visitations from other worlds, how we are watched by the Council of Worlds, rules and regulations, government hybrids, and the downfall of Earth. According to Leder and the website and her book, she is a contactee and has the ability to receive messages from extraterrestrials known from the star system of Zeta Reticuli. Leder claims that she can do all these things from an implant in her brain because she was chosen to warn all of humankind that a large object would pass through our solar system in May of 2003, a date that was later postponed. This physical contact would create a pole shift and would destroy humanity. The conspiracy theory has moved beyond just the end of the world theory it started with. In 2012, the Mayan calendar just ended in our December 2012. Many people were preparing for the end of the world, but it never came. Or did it? Does it not seem like every year since 2012 has progressively gotten worse? Could this be the actual conspiracy theory? To continue along the idea of this cataclysmic event, a self-proclaimed Christian numerologist, David Mead, predicted that the Nibiru cataclysm would occur on September 23, 2017. The media swept in and ate up the story. But come September 2017, the event never happened. When I return, I'll discuss a bit more on how possible this event could be, and those who claim it could never happen. Watch the skies.
Do you like listening to stories about serial killers, unsolved mysteries? How about a cult or two? And what about those lesser known serial killers? Or how about the legend of a cryptid that will surely keep you up at night? And I know you'll love a good conspiracy theory, because who doesn't? Join me, Kayla, as my co-host Lexi and I tell you stories that will keep you coming back for more on our show, A Little Wicked. You can find A Little Wicked on Spotify, Apple, and anywhere else you can find podcasts. Check out our website, alittlewickedpodcast.webador.com, and our Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, all under, you guessed it, A Little Wicked. We can't wait to tell you our stories.
This frightening theory that our planet and the human race could potentially be decimated by a different planet that has gone beyond its path of orbit seems so much more like science fiction than anything else. But scientists have never really disproved it. We have had so many theories discussing our inevitable end, and each one has become more and more gruesome and realistic. Scientists have theorized that a large object collided with Earth that resulted with the extinction of the dinosaurs. So who is to say that it couldn't happen again? The planet X, or the mythos of it, is largely connected with Nibiru from the book The Twelfth Planet by Zachariah Sitchin. Sitchin is the firm believer that humans are a result of ancient alien astronauts that came to populate the Earth after the destruction of the dinosaurs. Leader, who has read many of the books written by Sitchin, claims that Planet X is one and the same with Nibiru. All of this comes from ancient civilization and their creation theories, particularly Mesopotamia and Sumeria. Sitchin, on the other hand, said before he passed away that his work and Leader's are not connected in the slightest. New theorists, along with Sitchin, said that the last time Nibiru passed Earth was in 556 BC, and claims that this object in the sky has a 3,600-year orbit. So the next time Earth would see it again would be in the year 2900 AD. But Sitchin said that the spaceship might return earlier than that during the astrological change between the age of Pisces and the dawning of the age of Aquarius, which is between the years 2090 and 2370, well past our lifetimes. Leader has yet to set the next date to our demise, but she did claim something would happen in the year 2012, because that was when the Mayan calendar ran out. 2012 came and no planets collided with Earth. Some theorists believe that Nibiru is the equivalent to the Christian idea of revelation, or the second coming of Jesus. The notion of two-thirds of the world's population would be wiped out could be a result of a planet colliding with Earth. But I'm sure that's not entirely what the Bible is talking about when getting rid of that much of the world's population. As of this time, scientists claim that we are in no imminent danger of being collided with. But they never said that it was not possible. So again, watch the skies, and let's hope that our alien creators will come save us before we're blown to smithereens. Thank you for listening to Conspiracy Me. Until next time, I'm your host, Ethan Bridges. Be careful and don't say I didn't warn you. This has been an Ebb and Flow production. To contact me, please email me at conspiracymepod@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter @conspiracymepod and check out our website at conspiracymepod.com and give Conspiracy Me a review on Apple Podcasts or subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast. For listener support, visit anchor.fm/conspiracy-me/support.